Midday program for Tuesday morning, last Tuesday of the month of October. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. We are here to keep your head in the right place. We're improving your brain one cell at a time with the big stories.
What if we only have a couple left?
Yeah. Well, a couple of cells? That's only if you've been abusing your brain. Roberta, you haven't been abusing your brain, have you?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
No. All right, so what are the big stories today, the big ways of saving from the queen of cheap?
Ooh, we have free diapers.
Ooh.
We have free photos.
Ooh.
We have free coffee.
Ooh.
And just for you, Doug, we have what a deal on dates.
Dates like dates... That we're talking, you eat the dates or you're
No, the dates lies in going out dates.
Oh,
getting dates. Yes.
Jennifer, you have television news in the next half hour?
He doesn't want to talk about that.
Wow. Too carried away here.
I do have news in the television news in the next hour. A Comedy Central stand-up special starring an SNL alum, I will tell you who, plus... A cult favorite TV show is going to make its way to the big screen. I'll give you all the details on that. Do you like that? Was that a good tease?
Easy for you to say, yes.
My tongue hasn't woken up yet this morning.
All right, today's factoid, men walk slower when they are in love.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Men walk slower.
Do old ladies drive slower when they're in love? Because I've been behind a few. Wowzer.
Sure about that. I think that would be something to test. Now that I have dropped it on your head, mm-hmm. Let's see if we observe this today, especially whether, Kenny, you're in love with your wife. Do you walk slower now than you used to?
I hadn't noticed.
No, okay. Well, this is something to think about, to notice, in fact. Jennifer, would you please take note of all the people that you know around you at work at CRN Digital?
It's pathetic that you have to say all the people you know. You can't ask me to just look at my look across my house.
Yeah.
You're like, you know,
just want to know the people there.
Yeah. Just you can do it.
Maybe you could go to a park later today, Jennifer, and just watch.
And Roberta, you as well.
Well, the thing is, I'm in New York City, and everybody walks fast.
Ah, so you're suggesting everybody in New York either was not tested in this study.
You're incapable of love in New York.
Really? I don't know that that's true.
I don't think that's the case, I just think if you slow down too much, you get run over by the crowd behind you.
There's a story today here in Framingham, which is basically a warning to all those of you who ride motorcycles, and there are more and more people who are riding these big motorcycles. And I don't know whether, in this circumstance, I don't know enough about the accident to know whether this woman who was riding the bike was in control of it well or not, but she had an accident. Another car ran over her, and she lost both of her legs. So just a way to crystallize a visualization of what happens. They are very damn. There's two wheels. That's what holds it up, and you and your equilibrium. That's what holds the bike up. Same as riding a bike when you were a kid. Same thing, only they're a lot heavier, and they're a lot harder to control when you're going 65 miles an hour down a highway. Mm-hmm. They scare the living you-know-what. To me, when I see people, when I'm driving, and I drive usually 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. So if I'm doing 75, and these bikers go by you like you were sitting still, 85, 90, 95 miles an hour, what happens if you have to stop on a dime?
Well,
especially if there's a little slickness on the
pavement.
Yeah,
if you hit gravel or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these warnings everywhere where there is road work being done, grooved pavement. Look out for that. Anyway.
I lost my cousin in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Excuse me, dangerous. All right, coming up in this half hour, we have a 2020 Halloween quiz for you. Let's talk about we have all the usual material here. Just a quick update on the federal judge's ruling in Texas. Remember Wendy Davis, Democratic representative? This brought her into prominence, and the bill was passed that she didn't want to see pass. She filibustered at the state capitol. It turns out that the abortion restrictions are unconstitutional and will not go into effect. Not necessarily thanks to her and her work, but as she's running for governor, it's going to give
She'll
her a lot more. Of course she will. All politicians. who's taking credit for the healthcare.gov website? Nobody.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. More and more of this sort of thing. Speaking of what's unbelievable, yesterday, Penn State signed the paperwork agreeing to pay about $60 million in state taxpayers' money to settle the 26 counts, these young men who were sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky. This is after a year of negotiations. There is apparently going to be an equal division of the $60 million. So that's what, about $2.2 million bucks a piece? Does that bring you peace when you go, when you have had all this child sexual abuse?
I don't know. It buys you. I mean, I don't know if you can buy peace. But, you know, it's people cashing in on, I guess, what they can get from all the trauma they've
been
through.
So how much do the lawyers get out of this? A third, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I just did the math, and so we'll take away, it's 40, so they get $1.4 million apiece. Under the circumstances.
You know, I want to be outraged about this having to be taxpayer money, but since it's a state institution, what else could it be? I mean, is there any other option here other than just not paying the lawsuit?
No. The states, it just sort of underscores how, I don't know, is it not poorly that I take a deep breath because I don't want to go down the wrong road here. And seem to be critical when I'm.
Well,
I don't need to be critical.
You're you love private education, right?
I do.
I mean,
yes,
that's your thing.
I don't think the state should be involved in private in post-secondary education. I don't think there's any place in this country. That's why we have the private institutions, and the states are working with the help of the federal government to put small private schools out of business. That's why people say, "Oh, it's so expensive to go to these schools." That's because the money that used to go. To Ohio is a perfect example of this. The previous governor changed the formula, which basically took out of, and I stand to be correct, we have, what, half a dozen stations in Ohio? So somebody can call and claim that I'm wrong on this, but I don't believe, because at the time it happened, I was still on the Board of Trustees in Heidelberg, and I remember visibly looking at this graph, this sheet of paper that showed how much we lost when the state took away the reimbursement for Ohio students, and it was a lot of money. And the governor at the time, I think his name was Strickland, if I remember correctly, wanted to reapply it to the state schools so they could be bigger and better. Why? So in Ohio, there are at least, what, two dozen really good private schools, maybe more? Mm-hmm. Ohio is one of the best states in the country for private higher education. And so the state, in order to support the schools that are bringing lots of students to the state, what do? They screw them. Take away a subsidy for the in-state students and apply it to what can be done if you go to Ohio State. Yeah, it's just wrong. Wrong. Anyway, another item of interest from the front page today. Maybe you've heard about the military drone attack, yet another one in Somalia. Happy, I guess, to have a couple of the top leaders of Al-Qaeda that were responsible for the mall massacre last month. But as usual, there are other, there are, what do they call it, collateral damage?
Right.
And so...
By that you mean the innocent people that live down the street from
right.
These guys.
Yep. Difficult situation for sure. Okay, one other item of interest. A lot of states, matter of fact, 100 law enforcement agencies across the country are going to be involved in something this week that I think is important. The event will kick off at 8 o'clock Friday morning, and it'll be on Twitter, Kenny. It's a tweet-a-thon to give people information to raise awareness about police work and issues police face, as well as promoting the use of social media in policing. Hashtag POLTWT. Would that be up there already? Do you think? We want to check that out and see.
I doubt it. What's the hashtag again?
Hashtag POLTWT. All right. Maybe you'll check that out. We'll report on that in a matter of moments. Right now, let me report to you on how you can keep your heart very healthy, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Don't have to necessarily, if you are thinking, let's say you're over 40, men, women, doesn't make a difference. We're all now concerned about our blood pressure because women are living and working like men are. So they're subject to some of the same vagaries that men have had over the years, eating too much of the wrong foods, that sort of thing, not getting enough exercise. So here's a way for you to deal with that on the surface and maybe beneath the surface. Product called Heart Factors Plus. It is a new this year, all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels in your system. So the nitric oxide is what's used by, and it costs a lot more money. Let's say you're a bodybuilder and you want to build up, you don't want to use steroids. You use nitric oxide sorts of things. These are very healthy, very good, widens your arteries, improves the blood flow, gets all over your body to everywhere so that it's good for performance. It's good for men. It's good for women. Gets your brain lubed up, all that blood going into your head, very good for you. So forget the prescription pills. Get Heart Factors Plus by dialing 800-577-8560. Call today. Get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. It's good for your heart, good for your system. What more do I need to say? 90-day money-back guarantee. You'll see the difference. You'll feel the difference. You'll be able to have one of those monitoring devices to actually understand the difference. You'll see it. Don't worry. Call 800-577-8560. Your blood pressure. This is a way not to ameliorate a problem you already have it, but to keep you from getting the problem. That's really what this is about. 800-577-8560.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
So it is with today's report on how you can save money. She is, after all, our queen of cheap.
Okay, let's start with free diapers. Amazon Mom, it's called. Not Amazon.com, Amazon Mom, M-O-M. What they want to do is they want to give you a 3-month free trial, and they're going to give you a $25 diaper credit. Now, what this is, it's a way to get 20% off of old diapers and free shipping and all sorts of wonderful deals if you have a little one at home or bigger ones at home, too, because there's all sorts of stuff. So it's a way to get some free diapers. Even if you just try the 3-month trial, hey, you get $25. You know, it's not so bad. Target's giving you 50 free photo prints. You need a Target in-store coupon, and we have the way for you to do it here. What it is they're going to charge you $5 for the prints, because they're 10 cents each, but then they give you a coupon for $5 off. So there you go. Free.
Mm-hmm. Free.
Starbucks, give a $5 gift card, get a $5 gift card. So again, you got lots and lots of free coffee. It's a little complicated to do this, but we have all the instructions for you at DougSteffen.com, and when you follow the instructions, it's not that hard at all. And just for Doug, eHarmony coupon, 73% off a 12-month subscription. Doug, you can go find yourself a date somewhere.
Really?
It expires at the end of the year, so don't wait. And all of these wonderful deals will be found at DougSteffen.com. Just scroll down to the Queen of Cheap section and look at all the other deals on there, too.
2020 Halloween quiz coming up on the Good Day program. It is actually Halloween week, right? So we ought to have a Halloween quiz, 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Zombie, one of the many Halloween songs, bringing us around to our Halloween 2020 quiz. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
I have three possible answers. This is underscored by the new television show. Is it called Sleepy Hollow?
Yes. What?
It is. Okay.
It's a great show, too.
All right. So, in the story, the original story, who rode around Sleepy Hollow with a pumpkin for a head? Was it A, Ichabod Crane, B, the Headless Horseman, C, Felix the Cat? 888.
I think it's C.
302-3684. This is important stuff. You got to learn how to use your head here on this. Who rode around Sleepy Hollow with a pumpkin for a head? A, Ichabod Crane. B, the Headless Horseman. C, Felix the Cat. Was it Peter Piper, pick the pickle peppers person? Speaking of that, did you know that it costs you, if you're in a family that's average size, four people, mom, dad, two children, that if you cut your own veggies, if you go to the store and buy carrots that are uncut or fruit that's uncut, if you're eating the recommended daily allowance and the members of your family are, you're buying X amount of carrots and celery and whatever other things there are that are available, whole or chopped up. Do you know that the average family could spend $1,000 more a year
on
this stuff that's cut up, because that's what they charge you?
It's a lot. You
cut up apples or whatever it is.
It's pre-cut in the store.
If it's pre-cut, if they're shaped foods, you go to the grocery store, they cost more. That information from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who on his website, supermarketguru.com, has everything you need to know about vegetables and fruits and that sort of thing, where to buy them, how to buy them. But knowing that you could save $1,000 a year by prepping these foods yourself would seem to me. I mean, nobody thinks about this. This is the same kind of thinking that Richie always puts forth when it comes to paying your taxes. If you have a regular job and you get your taxes taken out, you never look at what it costs you to pay your taxes.
Oh, no. If we had to cut that check, we would be outraged.
Well, this is the same thing here, in a manner of speaking. What you don't know by having done it, and I've been sort of guilty, if that's the right word. I've done this myself, not with
you're
apples.
Not guilty. You're just paying for convenience. You're paying for your time.
But I would rather take the carrot and eat it, hold it, and eat it, and chew on it anyway.
Where they really get you are those vegetable party platters.
Oh,
those
wow.
things you can make, woo. I mean, for a tenth of the cost that you pay.
Yep.
But I buy them all the time because I don't have a lot of time.
So how much time does it take? I mean, I suppose it figures when you look at the fact that it costs you $1,000 a year for this sort of thing. It just
click the button to get started.
I don't know. I just hit. Thank you very
what
much.
Are you doing?
I'm looking at.
Click the button to get started.
Because somebody is silly enough to have created a website to show you how to cut vegetables.
Are you really watching how to on how to cut vegetables?
I just cut. I went to Phil's website, and here's an expose on how
an expose. On celery.
Cut.
Yes or no? Celery.
Right.
Yes.
How
or no.
to cut holes in pears.
Oh, not you mean not cut holes, you mean to core a pear.
Is that what it is?
I'm thinking.
Is
that how you pull the center out?
But I'm looking at a picture of somebody cutting out the core. Mm. But it's just think
it's good
about
to know
it.
You're watching the hard-hitting news unfold live
right.
while we're on
air. Right. I'm not there for it.
Some people monitor CNN. Doug's learning how to core a pear.
That's perfect. It. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when people are depressed, they tend to neglect their personal grooming, stop shaving, or dressing nicely for periods of time. It's no different with our pets. For a wonderful ego boost for Fido or Fluffy, arrange a bath and a haircut along with a nail clipping. It can make a great difference to a pet to be able to walk along the street on nails that don't click and get in the way. How about a new collar? How about a new leash? A new wardrobe? A change in scenery? Any one or all of these can turn the and give you back that lively, happy pet you once knew. You know, pets need mental stimulation just as much as people do. We always get bored when we don't have enough to do, and so do our pets. So it's a great idea if you notice that your dog or cat is just not acting the way they used to. They're a little down and out, feeling a little blue. You can get that old pet back just by energizing them. A good bath, a good shampoo, a little doggy or kitty makeover, a new leash, a new collar, a new bow. Everyone will have a smile back on their face in no time at all. I promise. It's good for both of you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Itself, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of nuggets from the news department as we check into what's going on around America and around the world. We would include Ken Kessler, who's monitoring your input on social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and also Twitter at Good Day. You checked out that police Twitter thing in the last half hour. We were talking about something going on this Friday that will involve hundreds of police units around the country trying to explain what it is that they do on Twitter. So what did you find there, Kenny, if anything, directly?
Lots of posts from police officers and police departments all over the country already, encouraging people to follow them for the tweet-a-thon this Friday. A lot of them are referring to it as a virtual ride-along.
Really? Should we pursue? Let's on Friday, what we remember, to sort of go and visit every half hour, see what sort of things people are learning. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that might be really cool. It's hashtag POLTWT if you want to check it out.
Our Twitter sign is at Good Day Show. Jennifer is going to do the television report in a few minutes. We have now working a 2020 Halloween quiz. Who rode around Sleepy Hollow with a pumpkin for a head? A, Ichabod Crane. B, the Headless Horseman. C, Felix the Cat. Hello. Ding, ding, ding.
I know, this isn't exactly the toughest one ever. Especially because you gave some choices here.
I did. All right, well, take the choice away. You still probably have the answer there. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. If you're thinking about younger families thinking, well, I suppose grandparents would be involved in helping the children get ready for Halloween as well, you think? Is that something that's conceivable? A lot of parents have the grandparents taking care of the children while they go to work.
Yep, that's right.
Maybe out
my grandma took care of me.
There you go, and see what a fine job she did.
She sure did.
Wonderful job. So who rode around Sleepy Hollow with a pumpkin for a head is the question. Meanwhile, our poll at DougSteffen.com today asks about scary movies, and which is your favorite: Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Saw, Paranormal Activity, others. I don't like scary movies. That's me. Gee, I don't like creepy crawling.
Gee, I don't like scary movies.
So anyway, those are the options. Yesterday, we asked what kind of candy you were giving out this year, and let's see what won. 49% of you who responded at DougSteffen.com said you weren't going to give out any candy this year. Wow. 18% said whatever's on sale.
It's always smart to get the candy you don't like so that you don't snack on it.
Right. 16% said various chocolate candy bars. Let's see here. 6% said, I don't know yet. 5% said non-chocolate candy. 4% said gum. And 3% said Reese's Cups. So Reese's Pieces and Cups.
One.
The least popular, though, for everybody that's here.
That's because Roberta and I forgot to take the survey, I think. Because I think we both like those.
All right.
What about you? We didn't add in the weird guy that gives out dimes and the weird guy that gives
out
apples.
Or the popcorn balls.
That's kind of weird.
Or those big orange peanut things.
Yeah, those marshmallow peanuts.
Yeah.
Those aren't very good.
Right. Well, the dentist who gives out floss and toothbrushes.
I think that's a great idea. What's
you
wrong
egg
with
that? That guy's house for sure.
Yeah, toilet paper on his tree.
Dental flosser, really?
All right, so the big news of the day, the United States of America. America. Is considering ending what President Obama said we weren't doing last week, spying on foreign leaders. Apparently he misread
the
script.
We're just so good at it. He didn't even know we were spying.
Right.
That's how super stealthy we are.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing it, and we're going to stop.
That's right. Americans, you got a lot of Americans
in
the news
today. Maybe
you
should check out healthcare.gov in your spare time.
Well, right. There's nothing wrong that a couple of hundred million more won't fix. And speaking of that, the folks in Washington have decided they're going to give you a reprieve for 6 weeks. Healthcare sign-up reprieve until the end of March, I believe, Kenny. Is that right? You don't have to because of the websites.
So they're delaying the individual mandate. So is it fair to say Ted Cruz won now?
Cruz won.
Because the whole government was shut down because the Republicans wanted to delay the individual mandate. So now
because they wanted to attach it to the CR.
See, it's a happy ending after all.
Would you please, if you know the story of Irwindale, I could have asked this as a 2020 news quiz question.
You mean like the town in Southern California?
Right.
There's a speedway there.
There's also a burning sensation that there's a plant there that produces
Sirica. If you're having a burning sensation, don't blame Irwindale.
What's S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A?
Sriracha. It's Sriracha. Like a hot sauce.
Okay. So apparently there has been something wrong at the factory.
Okay.
And this hot sauce is getting into the air, and people's throats and eyes are burning, and people are going to the hospital trying to find out what the problem is. So they're going to now, the city council's meeting tonight, to claim that the odor from the plant is a nuisance, and they want to shut the plant down.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, there's a lot of food plants and processing areas in Irwindale. That's kind of a spot for it. I know they do, like, the vegetable. There's a... Ready Pack is based there, and they do Sriracha. I'm reading that, and I would see where that is kind of an issue. If you are living in Detroit or outside of, I think in Kalamazoo, they have the cereal plants there, and when you walk outside, you can smell what cereal they're making. I would imagine that the same thing is true with the Sriracha, and that would probably be problematic if it gets into your eyeballs.
Hmm.
Yeesh.
Imagine what.
Love that stuff though. It's really good.
You love Sriracha.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really good. Yep.
It's really, really hot.
You're the problem, Roberta, as usual.
888-302. Roberta Fasinelli. Causing people's eyes to
bleed. That's it. It's her fault. 888-302-DOUG. The 2020 Halloween quiz, 20 minutes before the hour. Here's Bob listening to us on KTSM, where lots and lots of people are listening because they like us not only on your side of the border, but, there's a big Hispanic population on the other side listening to this as well, Bob. You knew that, right?
Yes, Dinos de los Muertes.
Yes,
Day of the Dead,
here,
people.
Mm-hmm. Day of the Dead. All right, so
you're looking for the headless horseman, but you got the story wrong. He never rode around with a head for a pumpkin. He rode around with flaming pins that he would throw at his victims.
Really? How did I forget that part of that? I remember the story.
Even in the cartoon of Sleepy Hollow, he threw him at Ichabod Crane to scare him. Remember? When he was riding
I remember, but I thought he was... flame? I guess not.
Yes,
it had
candles inside where it was flaming.
Right.
And he would throw them at him, and it would explode on the road. It would scare him.
Yeah.
He was even doing... That's what they did in the cartoon.
In the
original book, they were full of an oil for an oil lamp. And when they hit the victims, he would burn them.
What I'm concerned about is how you know so much about this, Bob.
I'm a writer.
Are you? What do you write? Cool. What kind of things do you write?
Science fiction, a little bit of scary stuff.
So you read... See, this is, by the way, this is actually a very interesting pursuit.
I read real books.
In conversation.
I don't read electronic books.
Well, my son, who is writing movie scripts and television scripts, also is really... an avid reader and gets a lot of ideas. He sometimes reads, depending on what his assignments are, a book a day.
I read about five books a week.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly calling your show with little bits and pieces of the trivia that I come up with once in a while.
How do I not remember your voice? I don't remember your voice that well.
I don't get out a lot. I just crack the guys up who are on the phone.
That's Michael. Perfect.
That's fun.
Cracking
that's
up.
Why not easy his cues. Cues.
Yeah. That's right. Stop why distracting the help, cues. Will you please, Bob?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Hold on just a second. Well, am I going to give you? Yeah, we'll give you a swell prize. Hold on just a second. Yes, the story of having too much time on your hands. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens. The essence of people in the news. I thought perhaps you would like to know what's going on with Kim Jong-un. Want to know about Kim Jong-un?
Is he hanging out with Dennis Rodman again?
No, actually, this is very interesting. I hope it's interesting. I guess you'll be the judge of that. Mr. Kim's grandfather, the founder of North Korea, was known as the Great Leader. His son was known as the Dear Leader. And now, Mr. Kim is known as Dr. Leader. He has gotten a university in Malaysia to give him an honorary doctorate.
Oh, boy.
So that he could spruce up his title because he wanted to be better than his father and his grandfather.
What a weirdo.
The North Korean State News Agency has a focus on this particular doctorate. It is a surprise for those outside the country as well as those inside. Dr. Kim is now how you officially refer to Kim Jong-un. And if you do not, you will be escorted to the local firing squad. That's how they keep people in line there.
Threw his old girlfriend in the firing squad. Remember
that? Yep, he did. Get rid of her. His new... is he married? His wife... This was a girlfriend that he had while he was married, though, I think, right? And had a baby with her?
Before. I think the wife now he just had a baby with.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not quite up to speed on the Us Weekly North Korean edition, so I'm not sure. I'll work on that, though.
So the university that gave him the doctorate has now come under online criticism. Wow, this is a surprise. Honoring a man who Western and South Korean intelligence officials say appears to be comfortable as the ruler of the most brutal police state in the world. You think that's true? Is North Korea the worst country in which to live on the planet?
I think one of them.
What was it that George Bush, the Axis of Evil?
Oh, yeah.
Right? A member of the Axis of Evil?
There's no room for error there. You don't get to mess up in North Korea.
So who else was in the Axis of Evil? It was Saudi Arabia. Who was it? What was the other one?
Syria, North Korea, and Iraq.
Oh, Iraq. Right. It wasn't Saudi Arabia. Why did I say Saudi Arabia? Iraq, yes.
Started with an S.
Yes. That's right. Thank you. Recognizing that, Roberta, paying attention. So anyway, it's now Dr. Kim Jong-un. Dr. Kim, Dr. Jung, Dr. Ung. Where's Dr. No? It's kind of, if you read the between-the-lines stuff in these stories, there's actually somewhat of, there's a humorous approach to this that I'm not necessarily willing to go down because I think this kid is a danger, frankly. And I don't find that he's very, that anything that's going on there is very amusing. Even Rodman going, what's with that?
I don't know.
What is the matter with him?
You think he's mad because he's so short?
Who?
Kim
Rodman?
Jong-un. Oh. No, Kim Jong-un.
People
mean,
in the news.
I could put him in my pocket.
Part two. Conrad Murray is out of jail today.
He is. And he's free. He can go practice medicine anywhere.
Why? What happened?
What do you mean?
Why'd they let him out?
He sat or served his time.
I thought he had more. I thought he was up for parole or something. Has he been in 3 years? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
No, 2 years.
No, it hasn't been 3 years. Please don't tell me the time goes by that quickly. It was two?
It was two.
Time served. He's out.
All right, so he's going to publish a book. He wants to go on reality television.
I bet he does.
He doesn't have a license to practice medicine anymore, though, right?
Have you heard him singing? Michael, can you find that audio of Dr. Conrad Murray singing? that this could be his new reality show. He might be able to go on The Voice. Maybe, you know, they don't have age restrictions. He couldn't go on American Idol. Maybe The X Factor. Because he's got... Did you remember that creepy singing bit that he did?
I remember. Well, you know what? I think this guy's been abused. I think he's been abused a lot. Not that he didn't deserve some of it, but I think he got more than what he bargained for or what was fair under the circumstances.
I don't think he should have gone to jail. I think they should have just pulled his medical license.
Yeah. All right, that'd have been fine.
Which is weird now because he can actually go practice medicine again. I mean, how would you like to walk in and see Dr. Conrad Murray?
Oh, I thought he couldn't. I thought his license
only
was just for
states.
The two. Oh, really? Huh. So he can move to North Dakota.
Exactly.
Perfect. Jennifer Horn checks the television news for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965. There was
57 channels. She's the queen of... Oh, wait a minute, wrong. That's last half hour.
She's the queen of TV.
Jennifer Horn updates the news from TV Land. What's happening, Jen Jen?
Well, good news if you're an Entourage fan. They're Dougie, which I think you used to watch the
show. I like Entourage.
Yeah. Vinny Chase and his posse, they're coming back to Hollywood. Not to TV.
Movie.
But to the movie. They're making an Entourage movie. The deals are now set for all of the original cast members. Adrian Grenier, Kevin Dillon, Jerry Ferrara, and Kevin Connolly. Mark Wahlberg is involved. And
right, it's his show.
Yeah.
It was Wahlberg's show.
Everybody, I know. Yeah. He's back as a producer of the movie. So everybody's back. Everybody's involved. And it's green light. Starts filming perhaps maybe as early as January.
Hmm. I'd go see that movie.
I think it would be kind of fun, too. I never watched a TV show, but the movie would be fun. Hmm. All right. Comedy Central has taken the wraps off of plans for an hour-long stand-up special starring a former regular on NBC's Saturday Night Live. It will spotlight David Spade. Remember him?
Yeah.
He'll be called David Spade, My Fake Problems, and it'll be executive produced by David Spade along with Mark Gervitz. Show will tape in December in Hollywood. Craig Ferguson will host a syndicated game show, Celebrity Name Game, Let's Do Chuck, which is based on the board game Identity Crisis. Show will have celebrities team with contestants, Dougie, and they will attempt to identify famous names, including actors, singers, athletes, and other pop culture figures. I think we should go on it.
Why is Charmed going to be on CBS instead of the CW? They're going to redo that.
They're doing a reboot of
Charmed. Why?
And I don't know why it's going to be on CBS. That must have been maybe the network that created it, and then it aired on CW.
Really? Is that what happens?
But all the stars of the show are upset about it. They say that it's too soon. And it really was. I mean, I think Charmed was over in what, like 2005-ish?
I don't know. I never watched it. I just remember seeing, it was like a trailer of some attractive women jumping around.
Is that all you remember?
That's
attractive
remember.
Women jumping around.
That's all I remember.
It's perfect. Yeah. Hey, The Rock has a new job.
Really, doing?
He's going to be on TNT, and he's got a brand new show called Wake Up Call.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have.
have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It focuses a lot on business, and I'm talking about people that are in business, entrepreneurs, that sort of thing. And as was predicted here a year ago, it was only a matter of time before consumers would see crowdfunding as the new form of direct response. We could visualize that people would be starting to buy products to help entrepreneurs start new companies, that sort of thing. Well, get ready for As Seen on TV crowdfunding, as Mike Hayes prognosticates in Startups in Action.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm Mike Hayes, your crowdfunding intelligence reporter. Don't let your business get Netflixed. That's the advice from Kevin Harrington, chairman of As Seen on TV, and an original shark from ABC's Shark Tank, revealing how even super successful companies like Blockbuster Video can be Netflixed by resisting change and ignoring the competition. The lesson, Kevin says, is never assume your business plan will keep you at the top of the heap even for a short year from now. I've known Kevin Harrington for 20 years, and I've learned that he's not a man to rest on his laurels. That's why he and Ron Pruitt Jr. are co-founders of the new As Seen on TV crowdfunding platform. I spoke with Ron about the exciting disruption they expect their newest venture to bring to both direct response and crowdfunding, thanks to Kevin's amazing experience.
As Seen on TV inventors want to talk to Kevin. If you're with Kevin, you've been with him, people pitch him on the street. We are As Seen on TV. We get thousands of submissions over our site. We have a little button on our site, and we get thousands of these inventions, and we can't fund them all. And, you know, this business, you're never quite sure which one's a hit anyway. It's somewhat random. So we said, why not put together the whole notion of crowdfunding, the pre-sales or pre-purchase approach, with our platform, and we're going to start to provide that go-to destination for As Seen on TV products. Overall, our philosophy in looking at the crowdfunding movement, if you will, globally, is this is the way it's going to go. You're going to have category leaders in all different segments. It could be automobiles, could be music, it could be film, but the days, I think, of consumers and inventors and entrepreneurs just looking for each other randomly are going to end very quickly. With that, I think you'll get much more expertise and sort of deep knowledge around each individual domain. Our goal is to to provide that for, you know, as seen on TV. We're going to go out with more of a pre-sales and pre-purchase approach. You know, it's not equity funding yet because of the legislation and the broker-dealer relationships that one needs, but we're very supportive of all those legislative aspects and trying to work with groups and be supportive as much as we can. We're going about it in a more marketing fashion, and that's really where our skill set is. And we're trying to make it fun. You know, we're trying to focus on products, weird products, Taco Susan, okay? I mean, where else are you going to see that? And give a little pitch around the inventor because it's quirky.
I think we should be covering crowdfunding exactly the way we cover sports and entertainment. It's fun. It's human interest stories. It's suspenseful. It's money. It's the American dream. Interesting entrepreneurs and fun things and rock and roll. And, you know, it's everything. Yeah. It's like the American dream come true.
I'm completely with you. That's why I think it's just the beginning of this. And, you know, down the road, it's going to be used, these platforms, for a whole bunch of things.
My big fat claim is that I've interviewed more crowdfunding success story entrepreneurs across all portals around the world than any other human being on the planet Earth since the Big Bang.
I love it. We're just rolling out our first couple products, three products on Monday for the As Seen on TV crowdfunding site. And if I'm an inventor or an entrepreneur for an As Seen on TV product, our belief was you'd want to be right in front of the audience that either wants or understands your specific product, right?
Yeah.
And we think that there's a real opportunity to have a category leader in our segment of As Seen on TV type products for not only the consumers, because it'll be easy to find the products they want to crowdfund, but maybe more importantly for the inventors and the entrepreneurs who are seeking the audience they know will be looking for their types of products. So we think, along with our name and our leading website, As Seen on TV, that we can provide that platform. You'll be able to find it right on asseenontv.com.
That was Ron Pruitt Jr., CEO of the hottest crowdfunding platform for direct response and inventors. Visit asseenontv.com and click on the crowdfunding button. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding or have any questions, email me, startupsinaction@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes, your crowdfunding intelligence reporter. Thanks for joining us on Startups in Action.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.